This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Blame Heim. Blame Heim, just like Blame Canada from the old South Park movie. WEEI Afternoons here. Apparently we're blaming Heim Bloom for any communication issues with Rafi Devers or maybe promises that were made. I find it hard to believe that Heim Bloom was dumb enough to promise Rafi Devers that he could play third base, what, in perpetuity, as long as he wanted to. Until he stopped leading the league in errors? Like, what exactly was the time frame that was promised? But whatever. Rafi Devers clearly thinks that it's his third base position. The Red Sox think otherwise. The lines are loaded. I did want to read, Fitzy, real quick, a
tweet. Tone poem you wrote?
No. It's a tweet that I got right at the start of the show. 28 minutes ago. So literally right at the start of the show.
It was 28 minutes ago today.
This is from Robert L. Peters. At Trail Cam Foodie. I don't know if you're familiar. Big fan.
Oh, man, he beat me to that handle by like a day.
So he tweets, at WEEI, take at Jumbo Heart off the radio and transfer him to cleaning toilets for 4 hours a day. He's a team player. So
wow.
Are we saying the Red Sox essentially asked Rafi Devers to clean toilets instead of play third base? Is that the comparison here?
Yeah.
No.
Because what?
No.
No.
That is going to become one of my favorite sound bites.
No, that's going to be like last fall when we used to use the Gerard Mayo one. It's a good question, but I'm just not ready to answer it for you. Add that to the canon of great Boston sports replies that we use in readjusted context and perpetuity.
Also, with the Cora one, maybe we can marry him up and use them in similar segments, but I like the Cora not great when he said not great.
Not great.
Now we got no.
Can you imagine this? No. Can you imagine if somebody came up to you? I'm not sure exactly how this would work contextually for all the various things you and I do personally and professionally. But in Rafi Devers' case, someone came up to him and said, hey, so one of the five most famous baseball players this century, let alone Red Sox of all time, he was this guy who used to play first. He really wasn't very good at it. Yeah. So what we did was we paid him a ton of money to be DH, and the man became a rock star, an icon, a living legend, and a Hall of Famer. How would you like that, Rafi?
No. you like making errors? Are you some weird sadomasochist where you enjoy leading the league in errors? Oh wait, is that because that's the only thing you lead the league in? Oh, cheap shot, Andy. Now.
But too also, early. Like the guy's like banged up. He's got like shoulder
always.
And hip and knee. He's like a giant red WebMD chart. And the Red Sox are saying like, let the super good fielding guy who's not as good a hitter as you, he'll do that. You hit, and all people will do is just give you standing ovations every time. And when you hit your next moonshot off Garrett Cole, people, they'll have bobblehead nights for you. But instead,
And I'm of the belief, and so I looked this up. Rich Keefe had a little pushback, and we're going to get to your phone calls in just 1 second. Little pushback. I said, Rafi Devers, if he went to full-time DH, I think could take a step toward the Baseball Hall of Fame. because he's a good hitter right now while dealing with fielding and errors and injuries and shoulders and knees and all these things that pile up. You know, for example, last year he had 28 home runs. He was going to blow through 30 right up until he hurt his shoulders. So last year, if you don't play the field and you don't hit your shoulders, you blow through 30. Well, he's a guy that has, well, son of a bitch, he's got exactly 200 home runs entering the season.
Has he does?
Exactly 200 in his eight-year MLB career. But I would argue if he didn't play the field, he'd have at least 240 by now. I'm going to say he'd have 40 more home runs over the course of the previous eight seasons if he didn't get dinged up. Think about, he's a good enough hitter because the one downside to DH is if you go in a slump, it can kind of suck because all you do is hit. So you just go back and sit and think about how much you suck until you hit again. Man. Whatever.
I guess I'll just have to go and have another tomahawk ribeye
right.
for the game tonight. Oh, poor me.
I also don't think he'll have many slumps if he, because generally his slumps, we hear about something physical. And usually the something right. physical comes from doing something else.
What's one of the things also, like one of the hallmarks, if just like stop and see with your mind's eye what Rafi Devers has done the last several years. And one of the things about his swing, in addition to the fact that he does have a significant torso, so there's obviously a lot of torque and power he generates.
Yeah.
He swings out of his socks. He's such a fast swing. Catches up to almost anything. Anything physically that the field would do to deter him from being able to focus all that energy on the swing will now be mitigated, if not eliminated. Again, somebody presented the man with an absolutely 100% foolproof, positive, no-fail scenario, and he was like, eh.
No, not interested.
No.
I would give you the phone number right now, but there's no need. You either know it or you wouldn't get through anyway. You'd get a busy signal. Let's go to Eddie in the car to lead things off here on WEEI Afternoons. Eddie, what do you think of this Devers situation?
You know, I'm having a problem understanding who does it. This Tristan Casas. I don't know why he even opened his mouth. But where do these guys get off on thinking that they can dictate where they're going to play, where they're not going to play? Could you imagine if these guys were playing for Belichick and they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to play this. And it's like, how do they even think that this is okay and this is going to fly? If Devers doesn't adjust his attitude before spring training ends, he's gone. I don't care how good his bat is. You just can't act this way. You can't, because he's going to turn into a cancer in the locker room.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. I don't know if you can get rid of him. I don't know a lot of $300 million players that are dumped in trades just before the major league season starts. There's some dancing to do here by one guy, right? It's Alex Cora, right? He's got to dance. He's got to figure this out.
He's getting paid, but geez, the guy, like, just when he probably saw the Bregman, like, Bregman literally like inked the contract, and like you probably saw the video over the weekend of like him hitting send on the tweet from the Red Sox, making it official, like all the good things that came with that. He probably had like his best night's sleep in years. And then the next day it's like, Mr. Cora, yeah, what is it? It's about Rafi Devers. Oh no. I just started feeling good again.
Not great.
And now this. How you feeling now, Alex? No, great.
There was 2 days there where he felt really good, right? Like he was just kind of living the life. Every emotions were good. And then Devers had to open his mouth. And it is interesting that Devers did not even attempt. Now, some people may say this is the language barrier situation or whatever, which I also find is funny. Did you notice that he understands all the questions? He answers them immediately. Yeah, well, what would you think if the team came to you and asked you to play DH? No, he didn't wait for the translation. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to consult with the translator. So he understands a bunch, but whatever. He did not even attempt to put on kid gloves here or be the good team player or say the right things or however you'd want to package it.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that is intentional? Like, what are they going to do to me? I'm Rafi Devers. I make $300 million a year. Like, why not even the attempt to be the good guy?
I don't think he really cares. I really think like he feels like he's kind of impervious right now, that there's a metaphorical bulletproof nature to his contract. And also like I think he believes, honestly, don't forget, like he didn't cede any ground when negotiating. He wanted like a 10-year or more deal. Mm-hmm. There was never any like, oh, I'll take a hometown discount. I'll do what's in the best interest of the team. And he got his, and good for him, because he pounced upon John Henry and the Red Sox at a time when the fans were carrying, you know, boiling oil and torches outside of Castle Henry. But now I think he truly believes that what was told to him by Heim Bloom or whoever else a couple of years ago, like, no, we want you to play third going forward. I think he thinks that's like part of the contract. This just in, it's not.
Do you think he has some sort of dysmorphia? Does he believe he's good at third?
He might. Well, Andy, how many times just
he doesn't see the ball when it leave his hand, not go to the first baseman. Like he doesn't.
Surmising or supposing that he was actually able to scoop it up.
Oh, that's a whole separate issue. But
that's a whole separate issue. But enough celebrities have like enough enablers around them that just say like, oh no, you're the best. Like no, the reviews on the show are great. The critics just don't understand you. Like you can get to that point where you will literally believe anything. Anything.
Can you help me get to that point? Not for this show, because critic rave reviews. Critics are just clamoring to get more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy.
What about you cleaning the toilets?
I'll clean toilets. I mean, wait, do I have to clean the toilets here or just at my house for 4 hours?
No, I think it's in the place of work so that EEI can win a metaphorical championship.
I don't have to go wherever Wiggy goes. I guess I'll do it.
I don't think that would be fair, because there's other people that clean the toilets. I don't want to put them out of work. That wouldn't be fair.
Were you going to listen to Mingles and Fitzy from 2 to 6 on EEI Afternoons?
That's not fair. So I told you earlier, and we'll get back to the phone lines in just a second, I put the simple poll out today. Now, I understand this is overly simplified, and I said, Red Sox fans, how would you handle the situation with Rafael Devers? And I said, let him play third base, make him DH, or trade him. And I know make him DH is probably simpler in a choice on a Twitter poll than it is to actually do, since he just said, no, I won't do it, and I don't know what happens when you get into a staring contest with him. But 53% of Red Sox fans say they would make him DH. It's obviously the leader. Then we have very tight 24% let him play third base. So one out of every four Red Sox fans would actually let him do what he wants, even though it's not in the best interest of the baseball team. And then 23% said they would trade him. That's not great that one in four Red Sox fans right now would trade a guy who's supposed to be their superstar best player, $300 million contract. That's a little bit of a barometer of how quickly the goodwill of last week has turned into they hate their player.
How quickly the tides will turn.
Oh, yeah.
Does that also tell you like how deep his roots of appreciation go into the soil of Red Sox Nation?
I just also think there's a lot of emotion, which is good. Right now, there's a lot of emotion. Good emotion, bad emotion. It was giddiness last week, as we could attest to here on the airwaves, has now turned into, now I'm pissed as a Red Sox fan. You're going to ruin my season? I just got excited about this baseball team for the first time in 5 years, and our best player is going to undercut it. I think there's a roller coaster of emotion in Red Sox Nation right now. Let's get one more phone call in here. Chris has been waiting for a long time. He is in Florida, and he's invested in this baseball team. Chris, how you doing today?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Thanks for calling,
buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Great. Here, I got 2 points to make. Okay. First one is, I'm in Daytona Beach. That's about 4.5 hours from Fort Myers. So traveling to see, the Sox during spring training is a little bit of a hike. Once they signed Bregman, I told my wife, I said, I am going to go to some spring training games. I am absolutely going to go do it because it's got me that fired up. The second thing I would throw out there is I'm going to give Cora some credit on this, and I think he is going to do what is right for the team to put the best product on the field. I think he's a smart guy. He is going to let Devers spend time at third base in spring training, and we're going to see how it goes. But if the final decision is Devers has to be somewhere else and Bregman is at third, I think Cora's going to do the right thing. And that's all I got, guys. Love the show. Keep it up.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you very much. Yeah, he is like he kind of gave a little – I know we can get to this on the other side, Andy, but he kind of gave a little bit of a, hey, look at me. I'm still the captain now. Yesterday when asked about what he wanted to do about the situation and how he would handle it. I think he is, of all the people, that's the right man for the job. Cora is to handle this crap.
Absolutely. But Chris says he's going to do the right thing. As we've all learned in life, sometimes the right thing is difficult to do. It's hard to do. And there's pushback and there's ramifications. We'll talk about those ramifications if Alex Cora indeed decides to move Rafael Devers off of third base, have him DH, have him play first, have him play somewhere else. What could those ramifications be? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Can you hear me?
No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Is this AC/DC?
No.
Who is it?
This is Free.
Free?
Free. F-R-E-E, Free.
So you don't have to pay to download it. It's just free.
That's right. Free to you, free to me.
Who the
All
hell
right
is
now.
Free?
It's so funny. I always thought, Dan, thank you for the... Spotify correction. I always thought it was Deep Purple, but that's my bad.
I've never heard of Free. Is this their lone hit?
I think they're a one-hit wonder, yeah.
Wow.
That's a hell of a hit.
It was. That's why I thought it was a real
variety.
Are we sure this is Free?
Yes, this has been confirmed
yes,
via
if you
the most...
download
the most usable resource we have, which is Wikipedia.
Huh. Yeah, if you also download the Odyssey app, it's always free.
That's a good point, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
See?
Company Andy Jumbo Hart, WEEI Afternoons, and that was Free with their lone hit that I've never heard of the band. Anyway, we're talking about Rafi Devers, the Boston Red Sox. The lines are loaded. Get back to you in 1 second, but I always like to include our friends on the text line. Fitzy, let me know if you agree with this. The 860 says, read the transcript with Devers. He never says he won't move to DH. What he actually said was he won't change his position just like that. Devers also says he wants to stay in Boston, but since media needs drama, it's not being reported correctly. So, A, I didn't read the transcript. I watched the video because I generally believe the video is way more valuable and the audio is way more valuable than the transcript. I've learned over the years sometimes when you read those aggregation blogs,
yeah,
it reads different than you watch it. And you watch it and you go, oh, that's not as salacious when I watch it and hear the tone or hear the...
No, because everyone rushes to get the clicks and the likes and the RTs and whatnot, as opposed to actually understanding the nuance.
And sometimes, like, they put a exclamation point where there maybe should be a comma or an ellipsis or a period. Like, it changes everything. So, no. Secondly, he was asked if he would move to DH, and he said no. So... Yeah.
What's the hard part? Isn't that... No is a definitive, right? It's a reply in the negative?
Like, it's yes, and there... No means no, not to add this to the historic use of that term, but it's very simple. He said no, and that was in relation to moving to DH. So, yeah, he did say he won't move to DH. He did say, and then he alluded to... What he didn't say is he wanted to be traded. He alluded to that could be a possibility down the road if we go down that, and that's... The issue that Alex Cora faces is if Rafi Devers is all dug in on this, you got an issue. Like, I love what Alex Cora says there in that cut. Yeah, we're going to work him out at third base, and then we're going to do what's in the best interest of the team. Okay, perfect. Give him ground balls and spring training at third base, and then when we get to the regular season, put a D and an H next to his name in the lineup and send him out about his way. But what's he going to do? What is Devers going to do? As definitively as he said he doesn't want a DH, and... Even alluding to he would at least consider the idea of asking for a trade, can you just force him to DH?
Guess not. I don't know exactly. What's the relationship like between Cora and Devers? I don't think we necessarily know exactly how good the relationship is, but we're going to find out ASAMFP.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brian in Quinton. How do you feel about this little situation that's brewing with Rafi Devers and your Red Sox, Brian?
Yeah, you know what? Not to make it personal, but first time, 54 years old, first time going to opening day, 2 o'clock on a Friday, 20-something-year-old kid surprised me a month ago, last 24 hours, cloud nine. And here comes the wet blanket, as typical. Huh? And, not to steal, Wiggy's encyclopedia, but... Ralphie Devers and Timmy Costos got to run their mouths. And it's like, I get it. I mean, I'm still going to be true, blue, red and blue. And it's just weird. Why? Why is this always us and not me? Just Red Sox Nation. And you guys are hitting it on the head. Like, believe me, there's people out there thinking it. I can't be the only one, But
All right. Thanks for the call, Brian. It has left people at worst angry. I think Fitzy and I would fall under the reactionary, angry, annoyed classification. And then there's others that are like, wait a minute. Why are we going to do this now? We just got excited. We just got Bregman. We just got Crochet. We're just getting into this season. Why do we have to start? I use the analogy, Fitzy. It's a sunny day. You got a Porsche, and you're planning on going for one of those nice Sunday rides around town because it's spring. And you you open the garage door. The top is down. And you accidentally threw it in reverse and backed into your own wall and didn't even get to leave the garage before you had to call the insurance company and file a claim. That's what this feels like. They didn't get out of the effing garage with their Porsche.
Nope. Don't they always say most accidents happen within like a quarter mile of the house?
Within 6 inches of your garage door. That's what this feels like. And they can't even get out of their own way. One step forward, two steps back. We had finally, what do you think, will we get an updated photo from Linda Pizzuti?
No.
No? We're not, because I'd like to see what the reaction John Henry has now to his victory cigar celebration the other day. What would be the visual of how he's feeling now with his $300 million player refusing to change positions?
You ever see one of those like boardrooms where like an evil CEO has a button he can press where like it makes a chair disappear, like a hole opens and someone just drops down into a pit? I bet just finger on the button with John Henry emotionless staring at Devers.
We're gonna drop Devers into the pit of snakes and sharks with lasers.
See ya.
I would too. And that's the thing. Rafi Devers has always had a weird connection with fans. He reminds me a little bit of Tatum, where he doesn't have that true passionate connection with fans that Bogaerts had, that I think Mookie Betts had. I think Devers was the third in that three train of popularity. That's a three-car train. He was the caboose. And yet they're gone, and he gets his $300 million, and he's supposed to be the guy you're excited. Fitzy, our jersey test. You should be running out there to get a Devers jersey. Well, I know he's going to be here 10 years. He makes $300 million. He's not going anywhere. He's going to hit 30 bombs. He's going to be our all-star. He's going to be this. And yet you don't really have that passion for him. And now, if anything, He just took a step back in his relationship with the fans, correct?
I think people have that passion for Jason Tatum. I see what you're going for, but I think there's the only disconnect with Tatum is sometimes the inconsistent effort and sometimes atonal performance or response to the way things go on the court. Whereas Devers, because of the language barrier or the lack of desire to connect with fans in the native language of the country, and the fact that he's a little pouty, I think that prohibits people from fully embracing him as the star he should be.
617-779-7937. How do you feel about Rafi Devers refusing to DH, refusing to move? How do you feel about Tristan Casas backing up his teammate and saying that's who should be playing third, Bregman should play second, and the young guy shouldn't even be up? Also, how do you feel about the fact that we just learned that Free became bad company, Fitzy? Free, after their one-hit wonder, became bad company, and that's why we're not familiar with him. WEEI Afternoons, up next, we got Ted Johnson in the house. He's going to give us the athlete's perspective about the dumb stuff that's being said by Rafi Devers and Tristan Casas. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.